I think that it's tempting to see links between David's practice and contemporary activist artworks in some ways that would hope to intervene in the social sphere. And at that very simple level of making an intervention into the real world of political organisation and political action, then, yeah, the death of Marat and, you know, citizen journalism or memes or tweets do have a certain sort of correspondence. I think that's true. But I think the place where there is most correspondence or most empathy between the conditions that produce the death of Marat and our own contemporary moment is this notion of contingency, of images and objects being made in order to keep up with the pace of contemporary political and social change. Yeah. And one of the, if you like, the crucial flaw in David's practice and in his neoclassical the neoclassical language that he uses to talk about contemporary politics is that the speed of the two phenomena don't match. That from the French Revolution onwards, contemporary politics moves too fast to be commemorated using the language of classicism. And new forms of representation have to be developed in order to more successfully represent the multiplication of, if you like, of contemporary political and social forms. Yeah, if that makes sense. This, and in fact, it's that failure of David's strategy that you can't have an oath of Harati or a death of Marat for every turn of political debate and class warfare that happens through the 19th to 20th century is a problematic that leads to radical rethinking of what the artwork should be and you know, what constitutes a successful piece of culture, really, during the 19th century. And so, you know, simplistic as it is, one could say that the history of 19th century painting, particularly in France, is a succession of increasingly radical attempts to find a role for painting, because the role that David gave it self-evidently can't work in the accelerated discourse of the 19th and 20th centuries. So that's certainly the case. I think, as we said in our conversation a minute ago, that the sense of an unruly acceleration, technologically driven acceleration in human consciousness, is something that we probably share to a certain extent with the people who were alive at the time of the French Revolution. There's certainly, you know, a widespread sense that events have started to move at a speed which is beyond the capacity of any individual to grasp in its totality, and that completely unexpected and unprecedented outcomes, such as the widespread use of revolutionary violence, such as invoking the name of the nation as a way to prompt individuals to action, such as national identity being a politically potent tool, and you know, the French Revolution in that way is the first move that leads through to modern conceptions of the nation state, leads to the nationalist wars of the 20th century, the First and Second World War. You know, there's a clear heritage from one to another. So all of that sense of human social action accelerating beyond control is certainly something I think that we could see as a bridge between that historical moment and the present.